Control Zone released in Lincoln County. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Poultry activity should resume to normal across the state now.
Yesterday, state veterinarian Dr. Charlie Hatcher announced that the control zone surrounding two Lincoln County poultry farms affected by the highly pathogenic avian influenza has been released, meaning that the statewide poultry health advisory has also been lifted and poultry owners can now resume to regular activity.
After going through all the procedures and three rounds of testing on both backyard and commercial flocks in that 10-kilometer zone, all testing has been negative, and so we elected to go ahead and release that control zone.
Now, the first case of high path AI was detected on March 4th in a commercial chicken flock in Lincoln County. The second case was found March 14th after samples tested positive from another farm just less than 2 miles away. Dr. Hatcher says even though it's devastating for the growers and the poultry industry, the response from all those involved in these incidents went according to plan.
We knew that the national outbreak in 2015, that was a wake-up call for us. And so after that, we developed an AI task force with the help of TEMA. And that involved multiple state agency and multiple stakeholders and experts. And so after that, we had a plan, and it was executed, we thought, as best it could be.
Dr. Charlie Hatcher says the control zone has also been released where the low-path case of AI was found in Giles County, and all testing there has been negative as well. But there's still a need for a strong biosecurity.
The key in prevention is going to be biosecurity, ways that you can prevent disease from entering your farm. And it holds true for all diseases. We want people to be conscious of that.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.